NAB Bank launches first call for projects under its Water Resiliency Fund for the Lower RGV. Texas Border Business, McAllen, Texas. The managing director of the North American Development Bank, NAD Bank, John Beckham, announced that the bank has opened the first call for projects under its new Water Resiliency Fund, WRF, inviting applications from irrigation districts in the Lower Rio Grande Valley, LRGV, of Texas to support urgent water conservation projects across the four-county region that includes Cameron, Hidalgo, Starr, and Willacy. The announcement took place during the opening session of the Texas Water Foundation's Binational Rio Grande, Rio Bravo Symposium. Watch the video of the announcement below. The Water Resiliency Fund represents more than a response to drought, it's a strategic investment in our shared binational future, said John Beckham, NAD Bank Managing Director. Through targeted financing for critical water conservation projects in the Rio Grande Valley, we are strengthening irrigation district infrastructure, supporting long-term economic prosperity, and advancing our collective commitment to water management across the border region. Proposed projects must show clear results, such as water conservation, increased efficiency, or development of new sources. Examples of eligible efforts may include replacing old infrastructure, converting canals to pipelines, reusing and storing water, and using technology that helps monitor and reduce water loss. Project applications will be received until January 8, 2026. The WRF may cover up to 50% of project costs through grants or low-interest loans, with the remaining funds provided by local equity, federal, state grants, or debt financing from NAD Bank's traditional loan program or any other readily available source of funding. For LRGV irrigation districts, application, program guidelines, as well as additional information can be found here. www.nadbank.org/solutions-and-services/water-resiliency-fund. Area leaders, perspective on the announcement. Hidalgo County continues to face serious challenges when it comes to water supply and conservation. Our irrigation districts are at the heart of regional water management, and their work directly impacts the families, farmers, and businesses that depend on this vital resource, said Hidalgo County Judge Richard F. Cortez. I encourage all of our local entities to apply for the Water Resiliency Fund in order to ensure that our communities are better prepared for the future. The Texas Water Foundation Symposium in McAllen provides an important platform for regional leaders to come together and discuss one of our most urgent challenges, securing a sustainable water future for South Texas. Water is the foundation of Cameron County's prosperity, from our families and businesses to the farms that sustain our economy. As we continue to face persistent drought and increasing demand, our irrigation districts play a critical role in managing and conserving this essential resource, said Cameron County Judge Eddie Trevino, Jr. I commend the North American Development Bank for its proactive leadership through the Water Resiliency Fund and its commitment to mapping and planning for the Valley's long-term water needs. These collaborative efforts reflect the kind of strategic, forward-thinking investment needed to strengthen the Lower Rio Grande Valley's water security for generations to come. Background on NAD Bank's Water Resiliency Fund. Approved by the NAD Bank Board of Directors in August, the WRF is providing up to $400 million United States dollars in financing for priority infrastructure projects that conserve and diversify water supply sources throughout the U.S.-Mexico border region. To support these efforts, the bank is allocating up to $100 million United States dollars from retained earnings over the next 5 years to offer concessional financing for eligible projects. An additional $300 million United States dollars in low-interest loans is being made available through the bank's regular loan program. These resources may be further complemented with market-rate financing to maximize the reach and impact of the fund. The primary objective of the WRF is to address critical financing gaps for infrastructure projects that strengthen the resilience of water resources in the U.S.-Mexico border region.